Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. Wow! What generosity! In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Did you know that most children say their first words right around their first birthday? Do you have any guesses about what words they learn to say first? Sometimes it's mama or papa. Sometimes it's doggy or kitty. Sometimes it's yeah or no, or even cookie. Your parents can probably tell you what your first word was. Another word that kids learn to say very early is mine. If someone tries to grab their favorite toy or stuffed animal, they grab on tight to it with both arms and shout, "Mine!" just like those annoying seagulls in Finding Nemo. Why do we learn to say mine way before we learn to say here, yours, or share? Why do we care so much about getting more stuff for ourselves? Why is it so hard to share our stuff with other people? It's because we're sinful. Sin is natural to us and makes us selfish. Sin makes us care about ourselves more than anyone else. Sin makes us grab onto whatever we can and shout, "Mine!" Thankfully, Jesus cared more about us than himself. He came to our world and said, "Here, yours, and share." He gave his own life to forgive our sins and set us free from selfishness. He rose from the dead to give us new lives, lives filled with generosity. Generosity is a big word, but if you want to know what it means, read today's Bible passage. The very first Christians shared everything they had. They even sold what they had so that they would have even more money to give to other people. They made sure that everyone had enough food to eat and clothes to wear. Wow, right? Where did those first Christians learn to be so generous? Why were they so happy to share everything they had with others? It's because they saw how much Jesus shared with them. They knew how generously Jesus gave everything he had, even his own life, for them. The same thing is true for us. When we experience the amazing love of Jesus Christ, especially seen through our family and church family, it excites and models for us what sharing is. We'll be happy to help the people around us. We'll be glad to show generosity. We give thanks in prayer. Jesus, thank you for giving me the amazing gift of forgiveness and salvation. Help me be generous with everyone around me. In your name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.